And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to say that I love my niece very much. She's my daughter's, my sister's daughter, and I would never hurt her or anyone. But The Crocodile Hunter, you know, is one of my favorite shows, and I'm a big fan of Michael Jackson as well. And neither of those gentlemen have gotten into any kind of serious trouble, and neither has The Crocodile Hunter. But my one sister calls me and tries to tear me a new you-know-what and after she had heard.
All right. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor. This is an interesting story that we found today in one of the local newspapers about you, sir. And I don't want to. I don't want to prejudice your case, but you threw your niece off the roof of a house because you were trying to emulate Michael Jackson and the Crocodile Hunter.
No, sir, I did not.
All right, well, let me just say to people, if you don't know the story, this guy, the Crocodile Hunters, it's on TV, his name is Steve Irwin. He apparently, and could we put Mr. Bozell on hold for just a moment, because I got a noisy line for him. Can you redial him? Anyway, this Steve Irwin, who is the Crocodile Hunter, apparently was fighting or feeding a crocodile, is that right, Janice, while he was holding his infant son, and he has come under the same kind of attack that Michael Jackson. Are you there, Mr. Bozell?
Yes, sir, right here.
Okay. And he's coming to the same attack Michael Jackson came under when he dangled his baby son over a railing. Now, you did that with your niece, right?
Well, let me explain. I love my niece. She's my sister's daughter. The children had piled some snow up. We were in Tennessee over the holiday, which is where we're from originally, from the Knoxville, Tennessee area. And they had piled some snow up. And Michael Jackson, he did it, and he didn't get in trouble. This gentleman you mentioned, Mr. Irwin, did it, and he's not gotten into trouble.
But you threw your niece off the roof of a house into snow.
What I did was I dropped her into the snow from about 15 feet, and that's not an unusually high highness to throw a kid from, but my question is, if Michael Jackson did it and now the Crocodile Hunter did it, why do I do it and then I get in trouble? And that's the same thing that's been going on for a lot of Americans. All the celebrities get to do it, but when Americans want to do something, they get into trouble. And that's why we filed our lawsuit.
All right, this Dolores Blazengame is your attorney in Riverside?
In Riverside, California, yeah.
And you are filing a lawsuit against Karen Hughes, who is your next door, who is your sister, right?
That's my neighbor is the lady from across the street, not my neighbor, but lady from across the street, is a Patricia Eubanks.
All right, we'll get to her, but you're suing your sister and her husband.
That's correct.
Why?
Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, I've never in my life been accused of being a child abuser, but my sister, who is Karen Hughes of Knoxville, Tennessee, she called me, and I'm quoting now, a stupid blank hole. Her husband, who's Mark Hughes of Knoxville, Tennessee, said if he'd had a gun, he would shoot me. Now, that's a direct quote. He said if he had a gun, he would shoot me. Additionally, I was a recipient of a threat from my own wife, April Bozell, Corona, California, who said, and I'm quoting again, it was the dumbest thing she ever seen a man do.
All right, you want to take a moment, sir?
I'm fine.
Okay, go ahead. You're quoting what your wife said?
Yes, sir.
She said it was the dumbest thing she ever saw a man do, and then what?
She said, and to think, it was one that she married. And I'm quoting her word for word.
Mr. Bozell, you got to see that if you... It's incredibly dangerous to throw a child off of the roof of a house, even into a pile of snow. How old was the child?
Tanya's just 18 months.
You threw an 18-month-old baby off the roof of a house into a pile of snow because you admire Michael Jackson.
No, sir, not because I admire Michael Jackson or the Crocodile Hunter, too. It's because they get to do it, and the average American doesn't. And now I'm in trouble. And I didn't do anything wrong. How come that is? And also, the other thing I want to say is, I was called a stupid a-hole, and I won't say the whole word. My brother-in-law said he would get a gun and shoot me.
You threw a child off the roof of a house. What if the child had been harmed?
The child was not harmed at all. The child was fine.
That's my understanding, but what if the child had been harmed? Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 8686. We're talking with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. You're in the construction business, sir?
Yes, sir. I have a construction contracting company, Corona, California.
All right. Apparently over the weekend of the last holiday weekend, Steve Irwin, a crocodile hunter, was feeding a live crocodile while holding his infant son. He's come under attack in much the same way Michael Jackson has. Is that your understanding?
That is my understanding, and it's also, I think, unfair for him. He knows what he's doing. He never hurt the child. He fed a crocodile, and he wasn't feeding his baby boy to the crocodile. Also, Michael Jackson knew what he was doing, and I know what I'm doing. But everybody's yelling, you know, saying that I'm a child abuser. And Michael Jackson,
well, Michael Jackson took a lot of heat for what he did.
Well, they threatened, but nobody ever did. Nobody threatened to call, you know, take his kid or anything. Nobody took his kid.
Are you going to have your children taken away from you?
No, but my wife, what I'm trying to say to you is my wife called me a stupid son of a bitch. My neighbor, my brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law all called me a a-hole, and A-S-S.
I understand what they called you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. You have named multiple parties in your lawsuit, not only your mother, not only your brother-in-law and your sister-in-law. You've named a Patricia Eubanks of Jerome, Tennessee, correct?
That is right, yeah.
And who is she?
She is a neighbor who got involved and called me a stupid son of a bitch. In addition to what my sister said and my brother-in-law, and also my own daughter called me an idiot, and that's... But that's my daughter, and I'm certainly not going to take no legal steps. But I can tell you, when your own daughter calls you an idiot, well, that'll really take the wind out of you. But to answer your question, sir, I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew my niece would fall directly into the middle of the snow pile, and I knew when she went in, we had the children stand by to dig her out because she went into the. We had a pile of snow, and it was pretty good powder that day. In fact, I went up to Baker Lift in the afternoon, took the children up and went snowboarding because it was good powder. But when the baby went in, we couldn't find her initially, but we got her out in time. She was fine.
You drop a baby off the roof of a house into a pile of snow, and she disappears into the snow, and you have to dig her out. That's going to scare any parent.
Oh, I understand it'll scare a parent, but that's because they don't know nothing, and they don't know anything about it. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Bozell, because I know we're going to get this question. What if that were your daughter? Instead of your sister's daughter or your brother's daughter, your brother-in-law's daughter, what if that were your daughter and someone took that child and dropped her off the roof of a house into a pile of snow to the point where she disappeared into the pile and had to be dug out? Even though she was fine, what would you think about it?
I'd be like most people. I would not have a problem with it.
You think most people wouldn't have a problem with that?
Not if it was the brother-in-law. You said, what if somebody, would it be my brother-in-law?
So if your sister-in-law took one of your kids when they were infants and dropped them from the roof of a house, okay?
If it was my sister-in-law, I'd be, the way most Americans are, they would not have no problem with it. Because your family's everything. Your family's everything. You always got to back your brother's play. And we took a photograph of this. The whole reason why this happened is we took a photograph of it. I had my son, Stephen Jr., take a photograph of it as the baby hit the pile of snow. And we took a photograph of it and showed it to Karen. We showed it to Mark when they came home from Kroger's because they'd gone over to Kroger's with my wife. They were going to get some prime rib for the dinner that night. We're having a holiday dinner. And I showed them the picture and it said, look, and the baby's fine. I showed her the baby. I had Tanya. I was holding her in my arms. She was okay. And that's my sister called me a stupid son of a bitch. My brother threatened to shoot me. The lady across the street come over and called me a butthole, some kind of a name. My daughter called me an idiot. And and then on top of that, I stood there and wept. And that's a hell of a thing for a young boy to see his father do. I cried in front of Steve Jr.
All right, so the chronology is, you saw a crocodile hunter feeding a crocodile on TV, holding his son. You emulated this by dropping your infant niece off the roof of a house into a pile of snow. You had to dig her out?
She disappeared into the snow, and we saw where she went in, and the kids went in immediately. She didn't have no stoppage of breathing or nothing. And I would never do anything to hurt my niece. That would be crazy. And I'm not a crazy man.
All right. You take a picture of it to show to your sister and her brother to see, look, see, it, she's okay, and Michael Jackson didn't mean to hurt his kid either. And your brother calls you a bunch of names. Your sister calls you a bunch of names.
My brother-in-law, sir.
Yeah, your brother-in-law calls you a bunch of names, and so now you're suing them for calling you names.
Well, no, sir, I'm not suing them for calling me names.
Well, what does the suit say? It alleges multiple trauma?
The suit claims multiple emotional assault, psychological trauma, defamation of character, and emotional rape, and with Dolores Blazingame of Riverside, California, is my attorney. But at no time was I out of control. I immediately wrapped the child in a towel. I've got the photograph of the kid before I dropped her off the roof and after, and there's no difference at all in how her head looks or anything.
And the child was bundled up.
We had wrapped her in some newspaper, and she was fine, yes, sir.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. Are people a little too concerned about the well-being of children? Stephen Bozell is on the line with us. He dropped his niece off the roof of a house into she's an 18-month-old baby, into a pile of snow. He was called a stupid this and a stupid that. He was threatened with all kinds of legal action by his sister and brother-in-law, and he says that they insulted him so much he's suing them, that at no time was he out of control, and that people like Michael Jackson for dangling his baby over the railing, or even Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, those people are unfairly criticized because we've gone overboard with child welfare. 1-800-449-8686. If somebody drops your kid off the roof of a house into a pile of snow, is it okay if they're related to you? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So, Mr. Bozell, you were just doing a Michael Jackson. You didn't think you hurt the child.
No, I did not hurt the child.
All right, you didn't hurt the child. You also think that your sister overreacted because you are related to her.
I think, Mr. Hendry, that when the uncle of a young niece has a little bit of fun with her, tosses her in the air, or throws her off a roof, or whatever, you know, I did not throw her off a roof. I threw her in a pile of snow.
But an 18-month-old infant...
Sir, I threw her into a pile of snow.
But I want people to know this was an 18-month-old infant that you threw into the...
But the point is, I'm her uncle. If I'd been a stranger, or if I was just a friend from across the street or unrelated, that's one thing. But I'm blood, and blood don't... Let me tell you what, blood's thicker than water. Blood don't do... Blood don't do bad to blood. And that's... And what upsets me the most is that my own sister thinks I would put her... little girl in danger. If a complete stranger tossed Tanya off a roof in the snow pile, I'd be very concerned. I would think something wasn't right about that. But I'm that little girl's uncle. It's a shame my sister wants to ruin our relationship. If she was abused by somebody as a child, I didn't know about it, and now she blames me. Maybe someone touched her area.
You're now saying your sister was abused?
I'm not saying that, but I'm wondering if she was.
All right, Mr. Stephen Bozell with us. He tossed his infant niece off the roof of a house back in Tennessee into a pile of snow. By the way, the kid went into snow so deep you had to dig her out.
We found her immediately.
Okay, and you did that because Michael Jackson dangles his kid off the roof of a house and no one seems to care. 1-800-449-8686. It's one thing to do that, sir. You're turning around and suing anybody that criticized you.
This is America, last time I checked.
Right, okay, but you're suing them because they called you an a-hole.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell of Corona, California.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
First of all, if this guy was so darn sensitive about being called names, why wasn't he sensitive to the fact that maybe somebody would react badly to this?
Because of the Michael Jackson incident, which I thought we were over it. On account of what he did.
What, so one famous person gets away with a stupid action and you're allowed to do it?
I'm the girl's uncle.
You don't want to hear something about blood is thicker than water?
Okay, and I would never hurt no child. That's my sister's daughter.
Yes, well, I've got a brother-in-law who is having sexual fantasies about his infant niece also.
How do you know about that?
Because he admitted it to his counselor, who promptly called my sister-in-law and told her about it. So listen, don't tell me that just because you're a relative means that you're not going to hurt anybody,
okay? If I were you, I'd seek counseling then.
It's not my
problem. Why does she need to seek counseling?
She just said about
What about the guy who's having fantasies about his niece, and you're out there throwing an 18-month-old child off a roof? I think you need counseling.
Well, ma'am.
You need to have your IQ checked.
Well, you know something, ma'am? My niece is fine, but you're the one who's got a brother who loves his and wants to have sex with a kid.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Listen. Okay, that's beside. I'm just saying.
That's your own brother, too.
No, it's not. It's my brother-in-law. Listen. What I'm pointing out is that you're so darn sensitive about being called a couple of names. You know, it's a free country, you say it is. Well, true it is. That's why there's
right.
also freedom of speech.
Right.
Why can't they call you a few choice names?
Why not? Wouldn't you be tempted, Mr. Bozell?
No, not if it was a family member. Okay, and this lady's making up some story about her brother-in-law. I don't believe that at all. I don't think a man would have... Well, you think it's funny. That proves she's making it up.
No, I just can't yeah. believe that you don't know me and you don't know my situation.
Well, yet. How come you're all of a sudden it's convenient that your brother-in-law wants to have sex with a baby and it's my brother?
I don't think it's very convenient at all. I think it's pretty sick.
Oh, I can tell you think the whole thing. Quit clowning around. Yeah, see, she's clowning.
I don't think she's clowning. I think what she's saying is... You know, it's maybe unbelievable that you don't believe it, but there are that kind of... Those are... People exist like that.
That want to have sex with a baby child.
Yes, sir.
Well, then I'll tell... Okay. Then that proves that I'm all right. All I did was throw a kid off the roof of a house, and there's a guy out there that wants to have sex with a baby? Sweet Christ.
Okay. You know...
And people are calling up talking to me?
All right, let me go to Francis here. Francis, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I just want to tell that man, are you stupid or retarded or something? You know.
Wait a second,
you just heard a lady.
You think,
you know, monkey see, monkey do? Do you think that it is correct? What about if, you know, something would have happened to that baby? You know, he could have, like, broke his neck or something. You would have been happy with that?
We had tested it out with a baby.
Tested it out? What do you think, this is like a stunt? Or
no, ma'am,
do you think the baby's
was
a mannequin or an animal or a pet?
Ma'am,
even the people do not throw the pets
something?
Off a roof.
May I say something, please?
What?
We had tested it out with a large doll that my daughter had. We
your daughter, your niece is not a doll. It's a human being.
But
just because, you know, other people get away with it, or if they do or if they don't, you know, that's them. But that is not correct.
Can I ask a question? Did
yes.
you? Are you trying to tell me, Mr. Bozell, you threw a doll off the roof a number of times to...
Just to get wind velocity, yes, sir.
And then you threw this living baby.
Yes, sir, but that proves that we cared about the well-being of the child, but we wanted to
no,
test wind, we wanted to test
drop. No, you
don't
care about the well-being
drop.
Of a child.
How do you
they
figure...
You throw your ass in jail for doing that.
Ma'am, I knew the baby would fall into the deepest
you
part of the snow because it took us longer to dig her out. She was smiling when we pulled her out, and we gave high fives all around, and it worked. It worked.
Oh, that is fun. High fives. What about if something would have happened? What about
ma'am,
if she
nothing
died
would,
or something? What about if you couldn't take her out, you know, she, you know, or something? She would have stopped breathing.
First of all, ma'am, I'd like to point out that it's not couldn't took her out. It's what if you could not have taken her out?
Okay, oh, I'm
okay,
sorry.
So your grammar, who, boy.
Oh, watch your language,
I'm
please.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right.
You'll see right there. We had thrown a baby doll off the roof, tested wind velocity.
A baby doll and a baby, it does not weigh the same.
Is that lady
you know
speaking
what?
Spanish back there?
I'm sorry?
Is that a woman behind you speaking
yes,
the Spanish language?
Yes.
All right, I can't. Please tell her to speak English. We're in America now. Thank
well,
you very
sorry.
Much.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you're speaking to a Mexican-American person, and
okay.
I can speak any language. And
you are living in the United States
and
of America,
I have the right
please.
Of speech.
Well, you speak English in the United States
well,
of
so
America.
Well, you know what? So what? I can speak any language. You know, we ain't talking about me, okay? We ain't talking
ma'am,
about my language. We're talking about...
And ma'am, I would
you know what? Even though
that.
You're
in
Mexico, beating up a child or doing anything to a child, that's illegal, too.
Ma'am, could you please tell the Mexican to speak English?
Wait a minute. Wait.
You know what? We ain't talking about you being racist or anything. I'm talking about your ignorance
let me
throwing
ask you
a
something.
Kid off a roof.
Senorita, have you ever even seen snow? Yeah, okay.
Yes, I have been. I've seen snow.
They don't have none down there.
Okay, look, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Throwing a child off the roof of a house into the snow. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
888-789-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Stephen Bozell is on the line. He is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who is suing his own sister and brother-in-law. And his own wife has been named in a lawsuit. He says that he was emotionally traumatized by their angry reaction, calling him names, referring to him as a a-hole, referring to him as a son of a bitch, threatening to shoot him. Their reaction was because he had taken the infant daughter of his sister, his niece, and dropped her off the roof of a house into a pile of snow to prove that it wouldn't hurt her. And that Michael Jackson and Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, and other parents who have seemingly exposed their kids to danger have been wrongly criticized. Now, you mentioned that before you dropped your niece off the roof of this house, you tested it out with a baby doll.
That is correct. And that is key to our lawsuit. That calling me an A-S-S hole, and also calling me a son of a bitch, was ill-directed. According to my attorney, that's legal terminology, ill-directed, because I'd already taken precautions to test it out. So they had no right to call me a stupid son of a bitch and these kinds of names.
All right, since you had dropped a baby doll off the roof of the house, how many times?
We had done approximately 20, 25 test drops.
Well, what kind of a doll? I don't understand. So in other words, because you test dropped a plastic doll, that they had no right to call you an a-hole because you knew what you were doing?
That is correct. That is correct. And that's our claim to the court, that I knew precisely what I was doing because we had done 20, 25 test drops, testing wind velocity. We did it in a variety of weather conditions on two separate days.
Well, this was a big thing for you.
Well, yes, sir, because I wanted to show that even if Michael Jackson had dropped his son, maybe he would not get hurt.
So over a two-day period, you dropped plastic dolls off the roof of a house to test out your theory that you could drop your own niece into a pile of snow and she would be okay.
That is correct. And as I showed all the test data to my brother-in-law, and I also showed my daughter, my niece, I should say, to my brother-in-law, and she was fine. And he still said he wanted to take a gun and cut me a new ass.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Steve Bozell. Let me go to Gloria. Gloria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling for the first time. I cannot believe this man. He says family doesn't hurt family. It does not give you the right, because you are family, to risk an 18-month-old's life, dropping her blindly into snow. You call these test drops. There could be a rock under there. And clearly, you have nothing better to do with your time with your niece. You couldn't play on a sled. You couldn't enjoy her, but you test drop her to prove a point.
I think it's an excellent point, Gloria. Steve?
Well, first of all, ma'am, there were no rocks. We had used snow. We piled the snow. We had the children pile the snow. There were no rocks. Obviously, we would test against that precaution. Number two, we had what's called a Betsy Wetsy doll, which was a doll made by Hasbro. Five times out of six, she landed in the in the center of the pile, and six out of six only went down 3 feet. So
sir,
we knew.
Sir, with family like you, no one needs enemies. Your sister is lucky that you never get near the niece or any other children if you're going to test drop them anywhere.
No, I did
you
not
need
test.
No, you need to carefully consider what you test drop. I don't think this gentleman here should be equated in any way to the alligator man, in that
guy
is so comfortable with the alligators. I really believe that he would protect that baby.
See, there you go.
I don't see in any way, excuse me, I don't see in any way that you were trying to protect this child.
Ma'am?
You were using her as a toy, as a gadget, as a thing. She is a human being that looks to adults to trust and to take care of them. And you are a fool.
Okay, what about the alligator man? You just said he knew what he was doing.
I said because he does this, he's an educated man, he lives with these alligators. I'm saying, how dare you even equate yourself to him? You are not in the same league.
Ma'am,
you are.
I was
raised in Riverside, and you shame me,
ma'am,
by saying you're in Corona. You are such a country bumpkin correcting a Latina lady. Shame on you.
We live in America, and here we speak English. Okay, that's number one. Number two.
You barely pull it off.
I, First of all, they're not alligators, they're crocodiles. Okay, so tell me
it
how
educated. Really
yeah, oh
the
yeah.
Point is,
yeah, you're all smart,
he,
aren't you?
However, is an educated man who had his child in the arm. He certainly wasn't hanging the child over a pool of crocodiles.
Right. Let me get Steve to respond, and then I think the caller's made some great points.
Well, no, she hasn't, because number one, she says that the alligator hunter or crocodile hunter knows what he's doing. I test dropped the Betsy Wetsy doll 6 times. And
well, wait a minute. This is a guy who is an educated man in zoology. He is.
Because he went to school? I've checked my notes, but only 2 times the Betsy Wetsy arm fell off, and that's because my daughter broke the arm when she was a little kid.
Oh, my God.
What?
You are frightening. Only two times her arm came off. Do you have children, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I've got two. I got Steve Jr. and my daughter April.
You know what? I will pray for them, because you have very poor judgment. It is very scary
to think that
people like you are out there playing games like this with their children.
Okay, but the crocodile...
There were so many wonderful things you could have been doing in that snow with an 18-month-old.
Okay, but Mr. Alligator, he gets to do it. Okay, that's
what I'm saying is that you keep equating yourself to that man, and I don't think you're in the same.
What do you mean,
category.
Mr. Alligator?
I mean the alligator hunter. And
that corrected me about the crocodile. The point is,
you called him
you are
Mr. Crocodile.
In the same league.
When's the last time? Have you ever dropped a child in the snow just having fun with a kid?
It would not enter my mind.
You've never thought about tossing a child?
I am proud to say it would not enter my mind. I would, however, think of something crazy like going down a sled or building a snowman or throwing a snowball. But
that's never been done. No, that's so original.
Well, who cares? You're talking about a child.
Something original with your life instead of screwing around with a niece.
All right, thank you very much, Gloria.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the orientation of this woman, if I may.
What do you mean, orientation?
Sexual orientation.
Well, she's gone now. Thank you very much, Gloria. 1-800, what has that got to do with anything?
Because she sounds like a ball-busting butch guy.
Okay. Cut him off, please.
Mr. Henry, all I'm saying is, if the Betsy Wetsy had broke it, broke, I would never have tossed Tanya off the roof of that house. But the doll was intact. I knew what I was doing through the series of test drops. Through the velocity test, wind factor test, and stress test. Now, she lets Mr. Alligator, he gets to have his kid while he feeds the alligator. How come that is? Because she says Mr. Alligator is educated, but she won't take none of the test drops that we did into consideration. And so I'm just a piece of crap, and Mr. Alligator gets to do whatever he wants to do.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeremy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
On. I'm not going to sit here and talk a lot of crap to the guy and make him feel all bad because I think they're doing a good enough job. But I've done some crazy things with my kid, too. But you said that was powdered snow, right?
Yes, sir. It had some fresh powder that morning.
All right. Well, guess what? I'm a snowboarder, and powder has a lot of give to it, man. I could understand it if it was a little bit more firm packed, you know. But, dude, that powder gives. Dude.
Well, I know that. I mean, we had a big pile of it, okay? I
but
needed
still,
some
you
give.
Go straight through it, man. I've been snowboarding for years.
Well, you're not going to... Oh, you don't go all the way through it down to China. There's a place where it stops.
Yeah, it's called
the
rock.
The ground. Of course you stop on the ground.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
I'm a kid. I've thrown my kid up in the air. I've had fun with my daughter. But if anybody else did it, I'd probably flip out, even if it was my brother-in-law, dude.
Well, wait a second. Your brother is not going to hurt no kid of yours. That's his blood, right?
Brother-in-law ain't exactly blood. Okay.
No. Well, see, you're talking your brother-in-law's the one that threatened you. If somebody threw my kid up in the air, I'd threaten to shoot him, too.
Well, how come?
Even if it was my brother-in-law.
Even if we'd done all the test drops.
It's a doll.
But we had powdered snow, and the doll...
But the dog's not going to tell you if it got hurt, is it?
Well, you can see if it got hurt. You can check and see if an arm come off.
But it don't bruise. You can't see crap, dude.
Well, when we pulled her out of the snow pile, she didn't have no bruises on her head or nothing.
Wait a minute.
You're very lucky. That's what I'm saying.
That's after the fact.
Very lucky.
Yeah, that's after the fact. I mean, how do you know
but
that
if
she...
If you were smart, I wouldn't do it again.
Well, I guess I won't, because now everybody's called me a butthole and everything.
Well, I know. Hey, man, I'm an independent sales marketer. I go door-to-door and sell to people all day. Should I sue everybody that's called me a name?
No, because you're not related to them or anything. And you were
what?
Well, you're not...
My mom called me an asshole. Oh, sorry, pardon my phrase. My mom's called me some horrible names, too, and I still love her. I don't care.
Well,
a word is a word. Don't you teach your kids. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
Well, now you're reminding me of my daughter. I used to say that to her all the time, and she's the one that called me an idiot. Broke my heart.
But how can you say that to your kids and not imply it, man? All I'm saying is if you're
going
to be a parent, lead by example, dude.
Okay, but you should try it just because it is fun. Take a kid and put a pilot.
Never mind what he should try. Thank you very much, Pat.
Dude, it's really...
Never mind. Here is Mary on the Phil Henry Show. Mary, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Did this guy ever consider the fact the difference between a doll and a human child is the fact that they have a spinal cord and that this child could have been injured in that fall and that's why his 25 drops mean nothing?
Well, wait a
because
second.
A Betsy Wetsy doll is not made like a human being.
First of all, I don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Don't know that human beings have spinal cords?
I know that. But if you...
They have bones and that they have... Things that are, I mean, if you drop a Betsy Wetsy doll and you fracture their plastic, okay, fine. But if you drop a human being, there's things internally that can be fractured that you wouldn't have any eyewitness
account to. No, but first of all, we took the Betsy Wetsy doll into the garage and we sawed it in half to see what was inside of it, okay? There's no...
It's still not human.
You did
it's
what?
It's not human. It's plastic.
What? You took the Betsy...
doll.
No, but we sawed the doll in half just to see what it looked like inside.
It doesn't look human.
Okay. I can tell you it's hollow. All right? Now, I don't know if you ever...
And a human being is not. They have internal organs that can be injured.
Look at that. Hold on for a minute. See that? You can't see it, Phil, but we're sawing another doll in half. It's all hollow in there.
Wait a second. Are you clown sawing?
A human being has a heart and liver and bones.
We understand
and
that.
Soft organs that can be damaged by that fall.
But we did approximate that.
You don't have legs. And I can't tolerate your stupidity.
Oh, really?
I don't appreciate your endangering the life of a human child.
Oh, well, ma'am,
thank you for letting me have my say.
Yeah, thanks for listening, too, Jesus. Okay, what I was going to say, Mr. Henry, is we sawed the doll in half and put, like, chicken parts and everything inside to make it look like it had guts and everything. Then we throwed it off. Like, right here.
Wait a second. I want to ask you a question.
Hold on for a minute. Yeah. Get it right there and then take them chicken parts and put it in. God damn, that's your finger.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute.
Shut it off. Tommy, shut it off. Yeah?
What are you clowns doing? Are you standing around all day sawing dolls in half and sticking chicken guts in them and throwing them off the roofs of houses? Dude, how old are you?
I'm 38.
38 years old and you're doing stuff that I did when I was 10.
So you did do this?
When I was 10. 10, man. I took my sister's dolls and I drove my bike over them just to see what would happen.
What did it look like?
What do you mean, what would it look like?
Oh, here, let me saw another one here. This is neat. I want to see what it looks like when we drop it off a roof.
Yeah, all right. Get rid of him. Gee, that's really neat. Let's drop it off a roof and see what it looks like. I know. Why don't you just drive over it with your truck? 1-800-449-8686. Good luck with your lawsuit, man, for, what was that? Oh, yeah, emotional rape. It's the Phil Henry Show.